Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
A one-woman show entitled, it's being staged, Bobby Dooley portrays Princess Diana, My Heart Will Go On, a one-woman show appearing at the various middle schools around Southern California. Bobby's on the line with us. Why this show?
Phil, I think a lot of people have forgotten Diana in the entire hubbub around 9/11, but I have never forgotten. And I want to help school kids never forget, too. I just refuse to let Diana's memory die because I feel that I knew her, and I feel like, unlike most women, I never forgot her. So I know Diana the way a lot of women don't know her. We have a connection almost.
Did you know her? I mean, in life?
I didn't know her. I'd never met her, but that doesn't matter. I knew her. And I hope your mind is big enough to understand. I hope your listeners' minds are big enough to understand that I knew Diana, and a lot of women thought that they did, but I just knew the woman's heart.
Well, what is the connection between you and Princess Diana?
Well, for starters, Phil, I dress a lot like her. I'm similar to her in that I do enjoy elegant things. I am, and I hope you don't think I'm immodest. I'm pretty the way she was, so I refuse to let our school children forget Diana, even if the parents have. And that's why I want to be with the kids. I do consider myself to be, in a way, Diana's surrogate here on Earth.
Now, you're a housewife from Western Estates, California. You're not royalty or anything, are you?
Well, that really doesn't make any difference.
No, but I'm just curious.
I think I'm special in that my husband and I have a very wildly successful landscaping business. I'm the president of our homeowners association. I'm the president of our parent teacher organization. I followed Diana throughout her life. I knew how she must have felt when she was, you know, thrown over by Prince Charles. So I do consider myself to be Diana's surrogate in a way here on this earth, since God did take her from us. I'm keeping her alive.
Well, now, can I ask you something? You're at Western Estates Middle School today to do this performance for the kids.
That's correct, yes.
Who's Carol Cooper?
Well, Carol Cooper, bless her heart, she was a member of our Homeowners Association. She wanted to do her own Princess Diana show for the kids. But I did. I nipped that in the bud pretty quick.
Why?
Well, I was going to say, she really doesn't have the essence of Diana the way I do. Plus, I look a little like Diana, and Carol, bless her heart, is really very plain-looking.
When you say you nipped it in the bud, this woman had a plan to do her own Princess Diana show for the kids?
Yeah, but I nipped that in the bud. I'm not going to let that happen.
Why? I mean...
Well, Phil, I knew Diana's heart. I followed her life. I read all the magazine articles about her. I was glued to the TV set when she died. I don't want Carol out there looking as plain as she does, and I don't mean to be cruel. I want the schools to have a good rendition of Diana, and so I nipped it in the bud. I let the schools know that her version did suffer a bit, and she had a bit of a drinking problem, too, which I didn't want the schools to know, and that she'd suffered through some abortions. I just don't think the timing was right for Carol, and I couldn't take the chance of her making a complete mockery of Princess Diana, who's given me and many, many women all over America a reason to live.
So you'll be doing Princess Diana, My Heart Will Go On, a one-woman show for various middle schools. Are you charging money?
I do, Phil, but it goes to charity. I charge the children $1. Otherwise, if the children don't pay, they can go to the library or cafeteria. But I charge $1, and the proceeds go... just as Diana's proceeds went to a charity, mine would go to a charity.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here in the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Bobby Dooley, who is doing a one-woman show, Princess Diana, My Heart Will Go On, a one-woman show, and you are not allowing any other women from your homeowners association to do this for the kids because you feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, you feel you embody Diana.
I knew Diana's heart the way I don't think most women did. I followed her on TV. I followed all the magazine articles. I was very caught up in the hubbub around her death. And plus, our charity will give money to our charities for people who weren't, because California doesn't have landmines, which is the charity that Diana supported, but our charity will give money to people who might look like they stood on a landmine, if they're missing limbs or anything.
All right, you say a portion of the proceeds?
Yes.
Where does the rest of the money go?
Well, it goes to me. I mean, it goes our makeup, wigs. I have one of the gals from the Homeowners Association setting up the stage. I have a microphone. I have a fog machine, which makes Diana look as if she's coming down from heaven.
Well, what makes you act, your act, for instance, contain the essence of Princess Diana?
Because, Phil, I feel as if, look, everybody forgot about Diana. It's going to be the fifth anniversary of her death, but I haven't. And that, you see, so that makes me different right there. All the other women that I know on the street forgot about it, and they're all about 9/11, and they're all about all this other stuff, you know, the child molestations. I refuse to let Diana's memory die.
Yeah, but what makes your act contain the essence of her?
Well, I'll tell you, Phil, we do some very daring things. We do some risky things. When you're an actor, you connect with a character. You visualize a string going from your soul to their soul. And even though Diana went through the windshield of a car, the string isn't broken.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
Well, we show the aftermath of the accident as if she is talking to us from after the accident. I want you to imagine, and if Craig Taylor can cue the music.
Do you have the music, Craig? He does. Go ahead, Craig, cue it now.
Okay, imagine Princess Diana. The show opens with a thin layer of smoke. It's on the stage, very low. We then hear the sound of an automobile crash. And then I rise up from the smoke as Diana to reveal me, and I have a steering wheel coming out of my chest because that's what happened to her. All right?
She's dressed with a steering wheel out of her chest.
Yes. And I know it sounds unusual, but it doesn't scare the children because we're playing this beautiful song.
Are you all right?
I'm just...
If you need a drink of water...
Pardon me for a minute. We revealed Diana. She is coming up from a thin layer of smoke. And it reveals me a steering wheel is protruding from my chest and that I hold up a heart, which is actually a calf's heart that we got from a butcher, and he gives us three or four before each show. And that's supposed to be Diana's heart because the steering wheel pushed her heart out of her chest. And I say, my heart will go on, and the kids see that the spirit and love of Diana is still alive. And really, Phil, you ask the question, why am I doing it? Only I could do this, not some... And forgive me, but that's some broken-down alcoholic like Carol Cooper.
Well, that is awfully...
Phil, but hold on for a minute. And then I say, as Diana, and I do it in a very British accent because she was from England, I'm Princess Diana. Tip, tip, want some chips and fish? Let's go to the loo and then wipe and then leave and go to the theater. God save the Queen. God save the Queen. Let's go to the loo and wipe. The loo, Phil, is the bathroom, and...
All right, is she giving a speech about people who are missing limbs?
Yes, and the people that were stepped on the landmine, the people stepped on a landmine, God save the Queen, let's go stand in a queue, and by the way, Phil, chips and fish is the national food of Britain. Chips and fish is the national food of Britain.
I think having a steering wheel coming out of this woman's chest is awfully graphic.
You know something, Phil? We debated that. We really did. But because I know Diana and feel like I am almost, in a lot of ways, the embodiment of Diana, I would never be her, but I can do this and the children won't be scared. And the parents, I can assure you, through the force of my personality and performance, will applaud me.
If I'm a parent, though, and you do this for my my little fourth grader, and you rise up out of the smoke with a steering wheel coming out of your...
I know it's emotion, Phil.
I mean, you're rising up with a steering wheel coming out of your chest. And a heart? A calf's heart?
Phil, because... Listen to how lovely the music is. The children have to see the pain Diana went through to come back and help... To come back and help other children what got exploded by a landmine. And wherever you are, my heart will go. Isn't that lovely, Phil?
I fail to see how you're the only one that could do Princess Diana?
Because, Phil, I identify so much with her. Even though Steve has never cheated on me, other things, I feel special, and I know that in many ways Diana was almost reaching out to us, those of us who loved her, to say, help me, I'm in England, and my husband is, you know, he's frightening looking, and how did this happen to me? Go on. It's very emotional. I know the parents will love it, Phil, so don't worry about the children seeing something graphic. Hang on, Phil.
All right, Bobby Dooley, what's going on?
One of the kids wanted an autograph.
Hold back it.
Steve's here holding back the crowd.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. We can kill that music. Bobby, I'll put you on hold for a minute. Bobby Dooley, who's doing a one-woman show. Princess Diana, My Heart Will Go On, a one-woman show. This is, she wants to do it. Nobody else in the Homeowners Association. Carol Cooper tried to. She's, I think it's very cruel to refer to her friend as a broken-down alcoholic who's had several abortions. She's also said that she does this show rising up out of a fog as if down from heaven, with a steering wheel coming out of her chest, and she holds up the heart that was allegedly... There's a certain level of drama, I understand, but when you're doing this for middle school kids, there's a heart she holds up. It's a calf's heart that she says is Diana's heart that got pushed out of her chest after the steering wheel popped through. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Do you think this is a show that kids should see? And does she have the right to keep her friend Carol Cooper from doing a one-woman show on Diana? Because according to Bobby, she's an alcoholic. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
My Heart Will Go On, a one-woman show performed by Bobby Dooley, the Western States Parent Teacher Organization. It will be performing it today at Western States. This is a show that is graphic. It shows Diana with a steering wheel coming out of a calf's heart, which is supposed to be a human heart, and you then do a monologue.
The one-person show is you pretend like you're that person, and that's what I do. And I don't really have to do a lot of makeup and a lot of costume because I do look so much like her. So many people have said to me, my God, it's uncanny. And not only that, but I'm a lot like Diana in that I care. We'll collect money from the children for the play, and we do it, and this is in the hollow leg of a mannequin, as if it is a plastic leg from Macy's, so the kids know the money is going to people, you know, who don't have legs from explosions, which is what...
686. Here is Sharon. Go ahead, Sharon. You're on the Phil Hendry. Yes,
ma'am. I would like to know exactly what school district would allow this person to come in and the educational impact that this show would have. And I feel schools with a steering wheel coming out of their heart or come out of their body and a heart in their hand.
You know, Sharon, to realize is that Diana was a wonderful person and that even though she threw her soul... the great Diana that we always knew.
I agree wholeheartedly. I do not see an educational impact. Our schools are so jammed with education for the kids. This is absolutely not pertinent to their education. And I'll tell you what, that I'm in Minnesota and not California. I am hanging up now.
Thank you. I knew Diana in my heart, and I know that she'd be very happy with this. And I think you need to understand that. Hello?
Street, don't bring it in the schools.
Well, no, why wouldn't... Of course we'd bring it in the schools. It's something that children need to know, that you can go through an automobile accident and have a very dear friend of half in a train accident, but yet I still remember him. You see what
that
I'm saying?
That is true. That's wonderful. But I feel that that is totally immaterial.
I mean, he had both parts of him in body bags. And
oh, well, no. Wait a minute. We don't need to be that graphic. We're talking about middle school children here, as Sharon's trying to point out. This is very graphic. It is violently graphic.
Oh, my God. And all the sex that they get to see, that's not graphic? I think we're upholding a woman. Sharon, are you there?
I am, okay. But I have to.
I want you to listen to this.
Because I am on my cell phone, and I'm going over a very busy bridge right now.
Here's
I will listen
music.
To your comments on the radio,
here is
but
the music.
I do feel...
Then the accident.
Thank you.
Okay. And then I come rising up out of the fog with a steering wheel through my chest, and I'm holding the heart the heart that was torn from me. And yet I say, see, you see, see, and I'll hold it out for the kids. My heart goes on. What I say, Phil, is that I don't think people should judge me.
I know you're upset.
No, listen, sometimes at night when I'm sleeping, Steve says Diana speaks through me. And he'll hear me say, oh, Dodie, Dodie, my heart. You know,
All right, okay. 1-800-449-8-16. Jean, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Ma'am, I've worked in mental health work all of my career. I just want you to know that you should run, not walk, to the closest mental health center. It sounds like you've lost all touch with what's real.
Says who?
And to upstream with this kind of graphic material is totally uncalled for.
Well, what about
and,
when...
you know, I know you think you're doing the right thing, but I feel like what you're doing is very harmful. Neighbor in your community was heartless and
what about in Lord of the Rings when they had
a... I think you think that you are,
Diana, Lord of the Rings,
that's a major problem.
In Lord of the Rings, they had a sword fight. And that was
okay,
a wonderful
goodbye,
children's... That was a wonderful children's... Listen to this. Then, as the music starts, we hear that fateful crash. Up out of the fog I rise. Almost as if Jesus himself...
Isn't that sect?
Right. It's not Jesus, but she rises up out of the fog. Even though there's a steering wheel coming out of her chest, a raptor, and coming out of her ear. And just horrible things, yes. They're the children. Hello, I'm Princess Diana. Don't worry about the... Don't worry about the steering wheel or anything that happened to me. Because my heart will go on. And then the music crescendos. And then I say, look, you see this? And I'm holding the heart. Just as Celine Dion saying, my heart will go on. God strike that woman down if she thinks that that slut, Carol Cooper, can do a better Diana than me. Say so.
All right, okay.
And then, hello, I'm Princess Diana. You remember me from when I got in an automobile accident. But my heart will go there. And so I'm telling you, there's not a dry eye in the house. Not a dry eye in the house. And it is a moment that we cherish.
I don't think anybody has a problem with you playing Princess Diana.
Thank you.
No, we don't have a problem with that. The problem we have is the graphic. Could we kill the music from it? The problem we have... Are you there?
Hold on. Yes.
The problem we have is the graphic image of a steering wheel coming out of Diana's seat, and you're holding a heart.
But that is what it was.
All right, I understand your emotional, Ms. Dooley. 1-800-4... Princess Diana, a one-woman show. Bobby Dooley is doing it with a steering wheel coming out of her chest. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Back with Bobby Dooley, who is appearing in a one-woman show at the Western States Middle School. Princess Diana, My Heart Will Go On, a one-woman show. The objection, I think, that a lot of us have is that you've got Diana with a steering wheel coming out of her chest, a bloody animal heart that's supposed to represent a human heart, and yet you're saying she'll go on.
Phil, there are an awful lot of things for the children, though, because the heart is attached to some guide wires, and it flies out of my hand. Which shows that the heart does go on. And occasionally, if a child is upset with the performance, we have comic relief. And it's kind of fun. I lean over and I let the child honk the horn on the steering wheel so that she is not, you know, the child is not completely...
All right, so now you take Diana's life and you make a joke out of it.
No, I do not. And God, how dare you say that? I know this is going to sound strange, but I am Diana. I know her so much. I read all the magazines. I read the Life magazine special that they had in the supermarkets. I read the People magazine special. I read every Inquirer they had about her. I got the London Times newspaper, which is a newspaper published in London. And I read everything about that. I read about the Queen, Mum. So I think it's very unfair to people say that this is anything other than a wonderful celebration of her life.
Let me go to another phone call here. I got Eileen. Hi, Eileen. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
This woman needs serious help.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way she should be taking a show like this to school children.
Mm-hmm.
If schools are allowing her in, their administrators should be relieved of their position.
What exactly is wrong with celebrating this great woman's life?
There's nothing wrong with celebrating the woman's life.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong is that you don't have a life. What's wrong is that you think by reading a magazine you know who she is. You don't even have a good British accent.
Oh, you know something?
What's wrong is that young children don't need to be subjected to a woman like you who slanders someone else on air.
Slander.
The woman you slandered,
I am celebrating her life. Oh, really? She's dead, so I guess she can't do that, can she?
I'm not talking about Princess Diana. I'm talking about
Carol,
neighbor
Carol
who
Cooper.
You nipped in the bud.
Carol Cooper.
You slandered her.
Excuse
you
me,
slandered
Eileen.
Her.
Eileen, Carol Cooper is a notorious alcoholic.
Oh,
she's
well,
had
there
three
you go
abortions.
Again, slandering her.
She's had three abortions.
What has that got to
you
do
know,
with
know,
the woman's ability
Phil,
to put on a one-woman show?
Phil, I think someone should get in touch with Carol Cooper and have her call an attorney immediately and sue this woman for slander.
Oh, so she's going to sue me even though she's a Vicodin
junkie. I think this woman's husband should have her locked up. And
even
have
though,
her mental health questioned.
Even though she's a Vicodin junkie, she's going to sue me.
All right, so now she's a Vicodin junkie, she's had abortions, and she's a notorious alcoholic.
I don't think that's the kind of woman to represent Diana.
But you are.
I don't think a woman who slanders someone else on radio is the kind of woman to represent Diana.
It's not slander when it's true.
This is a private citizen.
Oh,
she's not a public personality.
Excuse me. You are slandering
Eileen,
her here. I'm an attorney.
Eileen.
I happen to know what slander is.
Oh,
and you
all
are
of a sudden,
slandering her.
All of a
and,
sudden,
you
you're
know,
a lawyer, huh?
She can get a tape of this show, and she can sue you and your husband with your wonderful landscaping business for everything you're worth and
you know,
then
Eileen,
some.
You know, Eileen, she eats Vicodin like Tic Tacs.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Bobby,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something, Bobby. I'm going to tell you something, Bobby. You need help.
You know
need
something?
A life, and you need help.
I knew Diana so
and
well, and you're so
no, you
jealous.
You didn't know Diana. You did not know Diana.
You are hurting
you read
me.
Read some magazine articles about her.
I read every
you
life.
You did not know Diana. Diana would be appalled by what you're doing.
You know something? I'm
you are
going,
a very
can
sick
you do
woman,
a, can
and
you do,
any school that would employ you should have all of their administration fired.
Well, I don't think you even know what you're talking about. First
oh,
of all,
I
you said you're a lawyer.
Do, dear.
But
I
you,
certainly do.
Oh, you know
and
something?
And if I were you, I'd lock up my money really safe because your friend Carol Cooper is going to be suing you very soon.
She eats Vicodin
thank
like
you,
Tic Tacs. Thank you very much, Eileen.
Oh, you're running away now. You're running? Carol Cooper can show...
I'm sorry?
I said that Carol Cooper can cram it. I am Diana.
All right, let me go to 1-800-449-8686. This is Pauline. Hello, Pauline. Are you're a native of the UK?
Here.
Yes.
I'm here.
Go right ahead, Pauline.
I'm from London, England. Personally, I think you're a phony.
You think I'm
you've
a phony?
You've never been to England. You haven't got a clue.
I...
You've never been to England. Now,
I don't
fish
have
and
to
chips
to
is not the national dish. It's very, very popular.
Yes.
It's not the national dish.
Well, what is?
Roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, everybody eats that.
Yeah, well, that's right.
That's not...
That's a national dish.
That's American.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
All right, are we going to argue about...
Most people don't know how to do make a Yorkshire pudding
you
here.
You come from Britain,
listen,
right? So can
and
you
just
give
another
me,
thing
can
is...
You, can I give you an excerpt of my show?
No, listen, no.
Hello,
no, no,
I'm Diana.
And, the other thing
well.
I want to bring out
it's one
is
for the money, two
that
for
that
the
was
show.
No accident.
Ready to get ready.
When she died, that was
and
no
four.
Accident. Now, I have to
well,
hang
you know,
up because I have
so
to run.
And my heart will go on. That's the wrong song. But you know what I'm saying. Pauline, are you there? Oh, so she gets in her little cutie and then runs off.
All right, well, Pauline's not there, but she's British, and I think she knows what she's talking about. Here is Donna on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would just like to say that this woman has no clue about Diana.
Oh, and you
Diana
do?
Would not do this type of show for children. She was very protective of children.
Of
this
course.
Is not something she would approve of.
Well, but... she's not, she didn't know she was going to die with a steering wheel through her chest either.
Well, no, she didn't.
Right.
But if you knew her like you say you did, you would know how protective she was of her own children, much as many parents are. And I, for one, would not let my children or this in a school, period.
Can I ask you something? What about the show is so wrong for children?
You know, we have protect our children. You know,
what's wrong with, what do I do in the show that's wrong for children?
A steering wheel through your chest and a heart flying through the air, this is wrong. You know, I don't believe the administrators have let this in the schools.
I was absolutely destroyed when Diana died.
As many of us were, and you know, your type of show is not needed to remind us of that, because those of us who believed in what she stood for, you know, have not forgotten her.
You know something,
by
Donna,
no means.
If Diana were here and she were on the phone with us right now, Donna, she'd give that little smile that we all know, you know, that cute one that only she could do, and she'd tell you to shut the cake hole.
Because
not Diana.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, Diana would never say, shut your cake hole.
Exactly. And even for everything she was going through with her family and Prince Charles, she never once said anything bad about them. If you saw all the interviews,
What do you think of this? Hello, I'm Diana, Princess of Wales. Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Oh, my God, here come the paparazzi. I'd like a G&T, just like the...
Oh, come on. Is this the show?
It has comedic value, Phil.
Yeah. You lean over with the steering wheel coming out of your chest and a kid can honk the horn.
Sure.
One for the money, two to get ready, and three to... Oh, my God, here come the paparazzi.
I make the show wonderful for the children. And at the end, I do a little cartwheel to show that I still have my legs. But just imagine. And then up I rise, wherever, and the bloody heart flies out of my hand, and it's hanging on a string. And Carol Cooper, you know what, Carol, if you're listening, why don't you just go ahead and crawl right back into that Tanqueray bottle?
What class.
Everybody back, get back.
What's he doing?
He's keeping all the autograph hounds away from me.
By the way, Phil, this is Steve Dooley.
What do you want?
The lucky kid who catches the heart gets a Bobby Dooley t-shirt.
Ow.
Absolutely disgraceful. 1-800-449-8686. This is the... Will you turn it off? This is the Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
It is the Phil Henry Show. Bobby, come on back out here for just a second. Are you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
Okay, why don't you tell everybody about who you really are?
I'm really a voice that Phil Henry is doing right now.
So you don't exist?
No, I don't.
And you're not an actress playing a part. I'm doing your voice.
That's right. Bye, everybody, and I hope you enjoyed it. Ouch.